what Ms. Denison Wolk is asking me to do is permit the state court to remove property of the estate, specifically the real property located at 219 Berry Boulevard in Rapid City, from the estate and award it to her in an equitable division of property. With all due respect to the courts and the cases cited by Mr. Myros, I do not believe that would be an appropriate disposition of this property of the estate. I start with Section 541, which provides that the filing of debtor's Chapter 7 petition created a bankruptcy estate comprising all of his legal and equitable interest in property on the petition date. This would include his interest in the Berry Boulevard property. And as Mr. Doherty noted, pursuant to 28 U.S.C. Section 1334E1 and the District Court's July 27, 1984 Order of General Reference, this court has exclusive jurisdiction over property of the estate. That means this court and this court alone has jurisdiction over debtor's interest in the Berry Boulevard property. And the Bankruptcy Code tells us how that property of the estate must be dealt with. Pursuant to Section 704A1, Trustee Lovell has a duty to collect and reduce to money debtor's interest in the Berry Boulevard property. And pursuant to Section 726, he must distribute the proceeds in the manner provided in that section. Section 726 contemplates a distribution to debtors' creditors. It does not contemplate a distribution to debtors' estranged spouse, who does not yet even have a claim against the debtor because the state court has not entered a final decree. I refer the parties to In re Schulp, the case I believe cited by Mr. Doherty. That's bankruptcy number 0150124, slip opinion at 2, Bankruptcy District, South Dakota, May 18, 2001, and the Eighth Circuit authority cited therein. I believe there's one Eighth Circuit case and two Eighth Circuit bankruptcy appellate panel decisions. Granting Ms. Tennyson Wolk the relief she is requesting would therefore violate Section 541, Section 704, and Section 726. Consequently, I cannot grant her motion. To the extent of the arguments regarding the inchoate interest that she may or may not have in the property that would otherwise be property of the estate, Mr. Doherty is likewise correct that the trustee's status as a hypothetical judgment lien creditor would preserve the debtor's 50% interest as a tenant in common in the property for the benefit of the bankruptcy estate, and I do not believe a state court judge has the authority to avoid the trustee's hypothetical status as a judgment lien creditor. The news isn't all bad for Ms. Tennyson Wolk, however. She may still proceed with the divorce. That is not stayed by the filing of the bankruptcy. She may still request an order for domestic support, although if I'm remembering correctly, she indicated in her proposed findings of fact and conclusions of law for the state court that neither party was seeking support. She may still seek an equitable division of any property that is not property of the estate. That would include exempt property, post-petition earnings, property excluded from the estate, any property abandoned by the trustee, and any surplus under Section 726A6. And while she may not seek an equitable division that would involve a distribution in kind of any property that is property of the estate, I don't believe anything in the bankruptcy code would prevent the state court from taking the value of that property into account in crafting an equitable division of property between the parties. I refer the parties to the N. Ray Howell case, 311 BR 173, at 179. That's a bankruptcy decision out of the District of New Jersey in 2004. Now, that case did deal specifically with New Jersey state law. The state court will need to determine whether the same conclusion can be reached under South Dakota state law. Finally, whatever claim Ms. Tennyson-Wolk may ultimately have against debtor following their divorce will be a post-petition claim. It will not be discharged in or otherwise affected by this bankruptcy. And for that matter, because of Section 523A15, it won't be dischargeable in any subsequent bankruptcy debtor might file. The bottom line today, however, is Ms. Tennyson-Wolk has not shown cause for relief from the stay, and I will therefore enter a text order denying her motion.